Welcome to the Poplar Forest Archaeology Podcast. I'm Jack Gary, Director of Archaeology and Landscapes. This eight-part series, narrated by Dick Heiner, is designed to walk you through the process of archaeological research at Thomas Jefferson's retreat home and plantation in Bedford County, Virginia. This audio documentary is made possible by a grant from the U.S. Institute of Museum and Library Services and funding from the Corporation for Thomas Jefferson's Poplar Forest.
Before delving into the results of the analyses performed on the artifacts and soil samples of Site B, it helps to understand the different activities that happen in the laboratory. The archaeological process only just begins with excavation. Poplar Forest Laboratory Supervisor Lori Lee explains.
Inside the archaeology lab, all of our artifacts undergo four major procedures: processing, cataloging, analysis, and interpretation. Artifact processing involves washing durable artifacts and labeling them with context information that tells us which unit and layer they came from, and then we bag them for storage. We document each step of this process as a way to minimize error. The cataloging phase involves identification of the artifacts and recording detailed information about each object into a database, which is very similar to entering books into a library database. So if I want to see how many sherds of ceramic, or how many nails, or how many pounds of brick were recovered from Site B, all I have to do is ask the database instead of going into storage and pulling out each individual object.